The word for today is finishing strong in ministry, part 4. In Titus chapter 1 and verse 5 we read, appoint elders, church leaders, in every city. The fourth issue you find among church leaders who leave the ministry is this. They teach others how to build strong families without necessarily knowing how to build one themselves. Or they're not willing to pay the price to do it, and eventually it becomes a problem. The greatest sermon you'll ever preach is at home. Church leaders' spouses can slip into despair and depression because they feel like the ministry robs them of all their spouse's time and attention. Their neglected children get tired of hearing, "I'm doing this for the Lord." So they rebel against God and the church and act out in ways that embarrass the parent who has no time for them. Your spouse and children should always be able to reach you. If the church takes up 7 days out of your week, it's not the church's fault, it's yours. You need to start making changes. And if you think this is a phenomenon of living in the 21st century, think again. Read the stories of leaders like David and Samuel, and you discover it's possible to succeed on the job, yet fail miserably on the home front. Too many preachers value the approval of their peers more than the love and respect of their families. Bear in mind that you won't always be the church leader, but you will always be a spouse and the parent of your children. So be there when they need you, and they'll be there when you need them. And that's the word for today on UCB.